Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Tzip and Rav Yosef, as well as to the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Dalet, and we left off at the bottom of the Gimel Amud Beis at the words Yiboylehu, five lines from the bottom on the Gimel Amud Beis. Good morning to Avram Simcha, Yaakov, Tzvika from Eretz Yisrael. Wow. Extra points for Tzvika, Avram David, David Yoshua, Yitzhak Aryeh. Thank you very much for joining. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Yiboylehu. The B'nai HaYeshiva had a question, a two-sided halachic informational question. Chumsha milagav o chumsha milabad. We're going to be learning in today's daf lots of halachos where you have to add an extra fifth. Lots of halachos throughout Shas where you add an extra fifth. So by all of them, when we analyze a fifth, you and I would think, hey, that's the joke of money we just started. So you and I would think it's very simple how to calculate a fifth. Right. Something's worth $20, a fifth is $4. But no, the Gemara says you could calculate when the cost of the original thing is $20, a fifth could either be $4 or $5. $4 is what we call milagav. That's what we would say, meaning internally. A fifth internally. Milabar is a fifth externally. What does that mean, a fifth externally? It means five, meaning at the end, you end up paying a total of 25, of which five is a fifth of that. So it's not a fifth of the original amount, it's a fifth of the total amount that you'd end up paying. So if things worth 4 shekel, a fifth would be 1 shekel, because you end up paying five. And one is a fifth of five. So even though 0.8 is a fifth of four, but one is a fifth of five. So, Yibaylu, Chumsha milagav or Chumsha milavar? Amar Avina, Tashma, come and hear proof. From a Mishnah in Erchin, about redeeming, one of the things you could redeem is a steachuza, which is, if you have a field that you were given in Eretz Yisrael, it's your field, and now you make it hektish. So then the Torah says you could redeem it. You redeem it. And when you redeem it, you have to, if you redeem it yourself, you have to pay an extra fifth. But if somebody else redeems it, you don't pay the extra fifth. Habaylim omrim be'esterman. And they would put it up for market to see what the price is going to be for the redemption. So if the owner says, I'll pay 20, v'chol adam be'esterman, everybody else also, the highest bidder is only 20. So Habaylim Kodman, they get to redeem it first, and Pnei Shemosif and Chomash, because they're going to add an extra fifth. So it's not 20, it's going to be, we'll see how much. It's going to be 25. We'll see in a minute. Amar Echad, Harei Allah Be'esim Ve'echad. If somebody else was willing to pay 21, but the owner was willing to pay 20, so we still let the owner pay. Habaylim Nostim Esim Vishesh. 21 plus 5. So it was because they were willing to pay 20, so they pay a chomash on their 20, but they have to start at the higher price of the other people, 21, so they add the 5. So you see from here, when we evaluate the chomash, it's not 4, it's 5. So it's not milagav, it's milabar. That's going to be the right. Esr Mishnayim, if somebody else would be willing to donate 22, so Habayam Nosim Esr Mishava. 22 plus the original 5 on the 20 that they said originally. Be'esem Mishalosh, if others are willing to give 23, Abayam Nosim Esem Mishmona, Be'esem V'arba, Abayam Nosim Esem V'teisha, Esem V'chamesh, Abayam Nosim Shloshim. Lefi, She'ein Mosifin Chomesh Al Ilui Shelzeh. Right, you don't add the fifth on their price, you add the fifth on the original price that you were willing to give in the beginning. Shema Mino, Chum Shemilavar, Shema Mino. So when we calculate a fifth in the Torah, it's not the way you and I would have said a fifth. It's a fifth of the total amount that you would pay together, a fifth of the amount that you end up paying, not a fifth of the original amount, the fifth of the amount that you'd end up paying, which basically is a fourth. Because a fourth, of if you add a fourth to the original amount, so you end up with a fifth of the full amount, right? So it's really a fourth. Okay.
Everywhere you have a fifth, you add.
Yeah. We're going to see. Dr. Joe, we're going to see. Yes. Everywhere you do it in this way. Says the Gemara, Kitanoi. This is like a machlokas tanoim. And the machlokes tanaim, so far we've seen by pidyon your field of hekdesh. And here we have it, the asaf chamishiso olav, shehehu v'chumsho chamisha, the keren plus the chomesh is a fifth. It'll end up being a fifth. That's milabar, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's the way we pass it. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, chamishiso chumsho shel keren. No, chamishiso, a fifth of it. It's a fifth of the original amount. So that's the end of one question about chomesh. Now the whole daf is going to be about chomesh. And we have other questions about chomesh. The B'nai Yeshiva asked the two son halachic informational question. Chomesh, now we're talking about adding a fifth when you're redeeming your Maaser Sheni. So the farmer has all this produce, and he's got to transfer the Kedusha from the produce onto the money. But if he's doing it himself, he's got to pay an extra fifth. If the produce is worth 100, so he's got to pay 125. Right? So that the 25 is one-fifth of 125. Okay? Ibailu. Right? It would be easier for us if it would be a quarter. But okay, it's always a quarter. That's the way to know. Ibailu. Chomesh ma'ake vo'eina ma'ake. So let's say you didn't have $125 on you. You only had 100 on you. So you redeemed it for its value. You didn't give the extra fifth. Does the Kedusha transfer without the fifth? Or is the fifth something you just have to do l'chadchila, but the evidence, if you don't do it, the transfer works. Even without it, what's the nafkamina? Can you eat the food, Dovzi? Can you eat the fruit? Because the money you take up to Yerushalayim, but then you can eat it outside of Yerushalayim. You can eat the food outside of Yerushalayim because you're going to take the money up to Yerushalayim and buy food in Yerushalayim and then purchase it there. So Yibayluhu, the B'nai HaYeshiva asked two side information questions. Good morning, Rabbi Eliezer. Dope. When you transfer the Kedusha from your Maaser Sheni food onto the $100, you're really supposed to give 125. You got to add a fifth, and which is really a fourth. But is it Maake or not Maake? Says the Gemara. Arba ba arba parik. Mice are worth 4 dinars. You could redeem with 4 dinars. Va'aknafshe mosif chomesh. And later on, you'll add a fifth. It's not makib. I'm a chomesh lo makib. Well, Dilma, no. I bought a chamisha part. You need five dinars off the bat. V'chomesh ma'akev. Without the extra fifth, the transfer doesn't work. I'm Ravina Tashmal. Let's come in here. Proof from a Mishnah Meseches Demai. Hademai ain lo chomesh. Demai means something that you buy from an Amaretz, you're not sure whether Trumas and Maaser is taken off of it. Not to be confused with Demai with an Ayin, which is something totally different. That's Truma and non-Truma mixed together. Two totally different things. One's Demai with an Aleph. The Masechta in Shas is called Demai with an Aleph. That's about Suffolk, stuff that's brought from Amaretz, so you don't know whether or not. It's only Chiv Durabana. So HaDemai Ein Lo Chomesh. Let's say you're redeeming Maaser Sheni Shel Demai. Since the whole obligation to redeem is only midrabanan anyway, so the rabbis relaxed on you. You don't have to add the fifth. Ve'ein lo biur. Dafyomi coincidence. Almost perfect, but let me explain to you why it's dafyomi coincidence. Biur. What is biur? Right? It says in Parshas Kisavo that on Erev Pesach of the 4th year of the Shemitah cycle and Erev Pesach of the 7th year of the Shemitah cycle, of Shemitah, you have to get rid of all the meisers from your house. Anything that was left over that you hadn't given over, be your meisers. Mamish on Erev Pesach. Now, I think we're now in the 3rd year of a Shemitah cycle. I'm not sure. I don't think we're in the 4th year. So it could have been even a more unbelievable Daf Yomi coincidence. I'm not sure I did the calculation right. Somebody could check me up on it. I think we're in the 3rd year. I think 2 years ago was Shemitah. But I think we're now in the 3rd year. But Erev Pesach. That was the time you did the be your mamish on Erev Pesach. Incredible. Hademai ein lo chomesh ve ein lo biur. But so this whole din of biur, you had to get all the mices and the trumas out of your house erev Pesach of the 4th year. Why the 4th year? Because the first 2 years you had meiser rishon, and the 3rd year you had meiser. I'm sorry, the first 2 years you had meiser sheni, and the 3rd year you have meiser ani. So you have to get it all out of the house. But if it's demai, so you don't have to. Ha karen yeshlo. Okay, but the regular din of karen. Obviously, does apply to demai. My timer. So the Gemara assumes Karen demai can be the raisa isa b'derabanan. Karen, which is the redemption of the initial amount of yamaisa sheni, which is ma'akev even b'di'eved mido raisa. So by demai derabanan, the things that are really important, we apply it over to the derabanan also. But chomesh delo ma'akev mido raisa, since chomesh is not as crucial to get it done originally, even by a din d'oraisa, so by the d'rabbanan, they left it out. Chomesh l'mad less than d'rabbanan. Oh, so this is a raya. This is a raya that the chomesh is not ma'akev. Lema katanoi, let us say that this question about whether the chomesh is ma'akev or not is a machlokis tanoi. V'nasan es hakeren, nasan es hakeren v'lo nasan es hachomesh. If a person redeemed your Maisa Sheni, you redeemed the initial amount, but you didn't give the extra fifth. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yochel, you're allowed to eat it outside Jerusalem. You're allowed to eat the food because it transferred. The transfer worked. Rabbi Shu Omer Lo Yochel. Rabbi Shu says, no, you can't eat it because the Chomesh is Ma'akev. So it sounds like that Rabbi Elazar, Ma'amar sounds like black on white. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shu are arguing about the question about whether or not the Chomesh is Ma'akev or not. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rebbe Elazar b'Shavus v'Divrei Rebbe Yeshua b'Chol. So Rebbe said, it appears to me that the words of Rebbe Elazar are correct, that you're allowed to eat it if it's on Shabbos, and the words of Rebbe Yeshua are correct that you're not allowed to eat it on a weekday. Why on Shabbos? Because of the Gemara's going to say, because of covered Shabbos. So we're more lenient. We want you to have nicer food, better food, so we let you eat more food. From the fact that it says his words make more sense on Shabbos, sounds like he argues also on the weekday on Shabbos, but he argues both on weekday and on Shabbos, but we just follow him when it comes to Shabbos. Rabbi Shua's words appear more likely on the weekday. He argues, we follow his opinion on the weekday, but they argue both times. So they both argue. So what are they arguing about? They argue both on the weekday and on Shabbos. My lab basvar kamifke. Oh, they're arguing about this svara. Rabbi Elazar svara chomesh lo ma'akev. Rabbi Elazar says the chomesh is not ma'akev, so you're allowed to eat it outside Jerusalem. Rabbi Shua svara, no, chomesh ma'akev, you're not allowed to eat it. Both on Shabbos and the weekday, you're never allowed to eat it. Amar Rav Papa, lo. Rav Papa says, no, that is not the root of the dispute. That is not what they're arguing about. Really? Dekulei alma chomesh lo ma'akev. Both opinions hold, like it is al pi halacha, that really, theoretically, the chomesh is not ma'akev, and therefore, theoretically, you should be allowed to eat it, both on chol and on Shabbos. What they're arguing about is, if we allow you to eat the fruit, are you going to become negligent and not end up bringing the chomesh? Because you have to bring the chomesh. But if we're afraid that's the question. Are we afraid that if we let you eat it, you're not going to come pay the extra? It's a din derabanan. It's not a din deraisa. I mean, deraisa the chomesh is not maki, but midrabanan, they were afraid if they would allow you to redeem it, if you can't eat it until you redeem the extra, so that's an added incentive. You want to be able to use this stuff, so that's going to make you. It's going to make you do it.
What's the logic with the fifth? It's interest or a transfer tax? Or
why do you have to pay a fifth?
If I give you...
You paid the value.
I paid the value.
Why does the Torah require? So by different things, it's different. It's a penalty. By Maisa Sheni, I wonder, is it a shekel penalty? It's not a penalty. Because the Torah says, in other words, really you're supposed to bring the fruit up to Yerushalayim. Again, you could say it in a few ways. You could say, like, you want to just make sure that you get the value. Like you want to, you don't shortchange Hektish, right? Because if you get it off by a few... It's an interesting question. What's the time on mitzvah of the fifth? Is it like a penalty? It doesn't sound like it could either be a penalty or it could just be an insurance policy. It could be like insurance to make sure you get it. Interesting question. I don't know. No, we're not worried the guy's going to be negligent. You're right, but in this that could be part of this issue over here, right? Whether it's ma'akev or not, like depending on how you look at it. If it's like fundamental, it's something more fundamental, so then it's ma'akev. But if it's just like an insurance policy, so maybe it wouldn't be ma'akev. Very good, very good. Amar b'Yochanan. There's some cases that everybody agrees we're not worried that the guy's not going to do it. Amar b'Yochanan, ha'kol modim behektish shechilal. Everyone agrees. Okay, so far we've discussed redeeming Hekdesh, that's one of the Chomesh, your field that you were Makdesh, and then we discuss Maisa Sheni is another Chomesh. So Rabbi Yochanan says, everyone agrees by Hekdesh. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that it works. Because we're not worried, if you say this is the logic, that we're worried maybe the guy won't come to redeem. If I hektish, we're not worried about this. In other words, both of these opinions that we said before, that Omachlokas is whether midrabanan, we decreed that maybe people are worried you're not going to come to add the extra fifth. By hektish, that doesn't apply. Hakom modim ben shechilal. Hov gizbarim tovenoso b'shuk. Because by Meister Shani, it's you against yourself. Nobody needs this money. It's all yours. You redeemed it. It's all yours. By Hekdesh, there's the Gizbor of Hekdesh. There's the treasurer of Hekdesh. He knows he owned this field. You were Makdesh the field. So Hekdesh owns it. Now you want to redeem it back. So the Gizbor says, okay, pay me the fifth. So if you pay the initial, you don't pay the fifth. Every time the Gizbor sees you in shul, he's going to say, hey, where's the extra fifth? And interestingly, the Rishash writes from the language of the Gemara that the Gizbor is going to demand it for you in the marketplace. We can prove that the Gizbor of Hekdesh is not allowed to go into your house in order to take it. He's got to meet you in the market. He's got to tell you in shul, hey, you know, you owe money. You owe money to the shul. You didn't give money to the shul. You owe money. You owe the extra fifth.
You just paid on Shabbos. So
right. Baruch atah Adonai Malchom Shalchan Yavar. Asks the Marili, the Hekdesh lo pli. There's no machlokas by Hekdesh. But Tani learned in a braisa. Nasan asakern lo nasan lo to the gizbar, the treasurer asachomish. Rabbi Lezer omer chilel, it is redeemed. The chomer omer lo chilel. You see, even by Hekdesh. Omer Rebbe, nirin diver Rabbi Lezer. It appears Rabbi Lezer's word said it does work be Hekdesh. Because we're not worried that a guy is going to back out. The diver chachamim be meiser sheni. The words of the chachamim make more sense because there's nobody telling you to pay it. They argue by both. So you see, they argue on both. Says the Gemara, you're right. So we have to have a different explanation in Rabbi Yochanan. Before Rabbi Yochanan said, everyone agrees by Hekdesh. But here you see, not everyone agrees by Hekdesh. They argue by Hekdesh. Eli and Marachimar. Okay, so we have to change Rabbi Yochanan's. Rabbi Yochanan, Hakam on the Bishabis, Behekdesh. Shechilel. Everyone agrees that on Shabbos and it's Hekdesh, good morning, Avram Chaim. Everyone agrees on Shabbos and Hekdesh that it works because you have two reasons. Chada dechsiv v'karasal the Shabbos oyner. There's a special day of oyner Shabbos where we'll be more lenient to allow you to eat the stuff. V'od all v'gizbar and tovin also b'shuk. The treasure of Hekdesh sees you in the marketplace and therefore, he's going to remind you to pay the extra fifth. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Hare Amru Hekdesh Einu Meschal Al Karka. We know Hekdesh cannot be redeemed with on Karka, only Metaltlin, because the Rachman Amar V'nosan HaKesef V'kamlo. This is one of those funny Gemaras where it quotes a Pasuk and this Pasuk does not exist. It's actually a combination of like a few different Pasuk. There's no Pasuk. You could look throughout the entire Torah, you never find the words V'nosan HaKesef V'kamlo. Rather, what it means is in Parshas Bahar, or maybe Bukhosai, the pasuk is like this: "I'm hakdish yigal space of v'yosav chamishis kesef erkach alav v'hayalo." And another place says v'kamlo. V'yosav chamishis alav v'chayalo. A different pasuk, and the Ritva has different pasuk. V'chenu kosev v'yosav chamishis v'kamlo. Okay, this the combination, but that's the source all over Shas of how you have to give money to redeem hakdish and not karka. What about Chumsho? What about the extra fifth? Maushi Schala Karka. Question number one. Question number two. Another time, and here's the third case of paying a Chumash, a non-Kohen eats Truma by accident. A non-Kohen. If a non-Kohen eats Truma on purpose, it gets Misa Bidei Shamayim. But if a non-Kohen eats Truma by accident, you have to redeem it. You have to pay the Kohen food plus an extra fifth. So does the extra fifth have to be food or not? Truma eidem b'shalam b'shalam min achulin. You can't give garments, let's say. Terachamon avinas l'kohen is hakodesh, and we dash in davar royalios kodesh. It's got to be something that could itself be truma. Namely, food. Chumsho amar yishtam shlom menachulim. But what about the extra chomesh? Does the extra chomesh have to be food? Or can you give garments? Question number three. Maiser mischal al asimon. We know that a maiser has to, you have to have a coin that has a form on it, but just a slug of silver, which is what the Gemara calls asimon, wouldn't work. That's like silver without the coin, without the face on it, without E Pluribus Unum on it, without George Washington on it. So just a piece of silver. Maiser hein mischal al asimon. You need money. The rabbis called over sheish lov tzura. What about the chomesh? Chomesh omau shischal asimon. So these three kashas: the skal v'moso matal kamei de Rava. Omar luhu. Rava answered. Omar kra a love. The rabbis chomesh kamoso v'chamishi so Yosef a love. The chomesh you add on to the keren. And the fact, the extra word, v'chamishiso, could have just said, v'yasaf chamishiso. Why have to say a love? It compares the chomesh to the keren. Just like the keren has to be karka, just like the keren has to be food and not garments, just like the keren has to be money with a form on it, so too the chomesh has to be the same way. Amar Ravi Nafanan Amitanin, I'll bring you another proof to this. In a Mishnah in Trumas, Hagonev Truma v'lo achala. Person who steals truma for a carb but didn't eat it yet, he just gives it back. Mishalem tashlumi kefel. You got to pay double. Demei truma. The double is the value of the truma. However, achala, if you ate it, so then you ate truma not realizing. You didn't realize it was truma. You ate it, then you got to pay double truma plus a chomesh. Achala mishalem shnei kronim v'chomesh. Keren v'chomesh menachulin. Oh, one Karen and one Chomish is food. The Karen, the second Karen, the Kefel, is the Dmei Truma. That you could just pay money or garments. But the Chomish got to be like the Karen. Shema Mino, Chomish Kamoso, Shema Mino. Another suffix about Chomish on my rubber. Gabe Gezel. Oh, here's a fourth example of where you pay Chomish. What have we had so far? Pinyon Hektish, Maiser Sheni. Eating truma b'shogeg, pay chomesh, and here's your fourth chomesh. You steal, right? We've had this before. We had it in Bava Kamma. Amar Rav, gabe gezel, the person steals, and the guy says, you stole from me. The guy swears falsely. And then afterwards, he's caught in the lie. Edim come and say that he really stole it. He brings a carbon. Siv, what does he bring carbon? Ashram gezelos. He's got to pay the money. Ashram Zelos and add a fifth. If he swore falsely. Except Bahamishi Sav in the plural. Bahamishi Sav Yosef Alav. Oh. And what do we learn from this in Bava Kamma? Utnan, sometimes you're going to pay multiple chomeshes. How do you have a case of multiple chomeshes? Venasan lo esakaran vinishba lo ala chomesh. Hareze Mosef Chomesh al Chomesh. Let's say the guy pays him back. He swore falsely, right? He pays him back, now he owes an extra 50. He swore falsely, and the Edom catch him, so he pays the money, and he owes the 50. He says, I paid you the 50 already. He lied again, and he swears. And then he gets caught in the lie on the 5th.
It's a 40?
Do you pay a 5th on the 5th? So the Mishnah of the Kamma says, yeah, pay the 5th. Then the same thing can happen again. Then you pay the 4/5. Oh, the 5th, I paid you the 5th already. He lies again. Then you pay another 5th. Until when? Until the 5th is less than a pruta. You keep paying because you don't make you swear on money that's less than a pruta. So, hareze mosif chomesh al chomesh. Ashi ismaida karen pachas m'shei pruta. Until the initial amount is less than a pruta. So there you have a special pasuk. Chamishi sov in the plural telling me that it could be multiple chomeshes. Now, gabe truma, a guy who eats truma b'shogi, ksiv, ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkara, V'yosaf chamishi so. There it says it in the singular olav, and yet, nevertheless, tonight we have a mishnah in Trumos that you also have multiple chomeshim. Ochal truma b'shogeg misham kamer chomesh. Echad ochel ve'echad hashoseh ve'echad hasach. If you anoint yourself with oil of truma, echad truma tahor ve'echad truma tameya. Even if it's truma tameya, mishalim chomeshah. You pay a fifth, an extra fifth. V'chomeshah dechomeshah, and you also pay a fifth of a fifth. Let's say you paid for the kohen the keren. And the chomesh, because you ate this truma. And then you ate the chomesh. You ate the chomesh, which you were paying him, right? You thought you gave it to him already. You kept it in the house, and you ate it. Oh my gosh, I ate the chomesh. You got to pay a chomesh on the chomesh. So one place you have a pasuk, by eating, by gezel you have a pasuk, and by truma you have a mishnah. Even though it only says chamishi, so the mishnah says you pay chomesh al chomesh. Ve'ilu gabe maiser. What about maiser sheni? Lo michtav ksiv. There's no pasuk that adds the extra chomesh. Ve'lo mistatana. There's no mishnah. Ve'lo yivoyi bailam. We don't find any damarim asking this kasha. So the chachamim were not mechadish the din. Gabe hektish. What about the fourth chomesh, which we didn't mention yet in this context? Hektish ksiv. V'mamakdish yigal es beso. V'yosav chamishis kesef erkecha. It says, V'yosav chamishis. It's a lashon yachid. Tonight we'll learn to the mission later on. Tomorrow's daf. Hapode es hekdesho mosif chomesh. If you redeem hektish, you got to add a fifth. Chum shetanan, chum shetan, chum shalotanan. Sounds like only a fifth. Not a fifth of the fifth. We don't know. My. So what's the din? By hektish. Gabi truma ksiv yosaf. By truma, maybe the reason why, even though we didn't have a pasuk, but we added, it says v'yosaf. You have that extra vav, which sounds like v'yosaf, v'yosaf, v'yosaf. Keep adding the chomesh. Gabi kodesh nami yoksiv v'yosaf. Odemel, gabi truma ksiv v'yosaf with a vav. Ishachas le'levav v'yosaf v'shadus le'al chamishi so. If you add the vav of yosaf onto chamishi sa, have a chamishi sa, vav, a bunch of vavs. Sounds like more chomishes. But gabi hektish, ksiv, v'yosaf chamishis, avagav the chishachas le'levav, you take the vav away to v'yosaf, v'shav the slay al chamishis, you turn your chamishis into chamishi so. It's only singular. So, have a chamishi so. It's only one chamishis. So, maybe you don't add a fifth. Says the Gemara, what's the shaila? The typically to have a hektish sheni. What's the shaila? Whether or not you add a fifth onto a fifth of hektish doesn't make sense. The typically to have a hektish sheni. Wait a minute, but by definition, a chomesh on a chomesh is what we call hektish sheni. What's hektish sheni? I take my cell phone and make it hektish. Now I want to redeem it, so I pay its value. From that. Then if I take the money, that's hektish, and I transfer that onto something else, so the money is hektish sheni. It's not, it wasn't the original hektish. It's just a redemption of hektish. It's the transfer. Right? The table, so every chomesh by definition is not initial hektish. The table that I'm saying about Rabbi Shimon Levi, a hektish rishon mosif chomesh, al hektish sheni a mosif chomesh. So how can you have a shadow where you add a chomesh onto a chomesh? Every chomesh is by definition hektish sheni. It's not the initial thing. So we see you don't add chomesh on hektish sheni. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papi Ravina Hachi Amar Rava chomesh betchila chomesh ketchilas hektish nami. No, chomesh is not like hektish sheni. It's like hektish rishon. Why? Because the initial $100, let's say it's worth $100. So I gave $100. Now I got to give an extra $25. That's not keneged any. That's extra. So it's considered to be like first hektish and not second hektish. The $100, that's opposite the iPhone. Not an iPhone, Android. The $100 is opposite the phone. But the extra $25 is not opposite anything, so it has a status of hektish rishon. Okay, what's the psak? The end of the day. What's the din about whether or not there's chomesh on chomesh of hektish? You add a fifth on a fifth. Says the Gemara, Gufa, a little bit more. Gufa, we learned previously. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Al hektish rishon mosif chomesh. Al hektish sheni ain mosif chomesh. Amar Rava, my time of the Rav Shimon Levi. What's the reason why hektish sheni, if you're redeeming it, you don't add a fifth? Amar Krav, v'mamakdish yigal es beso, you add a fifth.
Hamakdish velo hamatfis. Only the guy who originally was makdish and not the guy who transferred the kedusha from hekdish onto something else. Tani Tana Kamei the Rabbi Lazar v'im bibehima hatmea ufada berkecha. If, let's say, hekdish owns a treif animal. In tomorrow's daf, we'll discuss how it is that hekdish ever owned a treif animal. But v'im bibehima hatmea ufada. So let's say there's a hekdish owns a treif animal. Let's say you take a pig and you dedicate it to the Beis HaMikdash. You donate it, the pig, to the Beis HaMikdash.
Then you have to transfer it. I mean, you have to transfer
it. So, then, right. So then you're going to redeem it. So if you're going to redeem a treif animal, Ma behemet tmeim yuchedesh etchilas ha-hegdish. This is a case of hegdish rishon. This was the initial hegdish.
The pig? The pig is hegdish?
You made it hegdish. That's hegdish rishon. We'll see. Tomorrow's daf's going to discuss this more. Just like a non-kosher animal, it's initially hektish. Vekula lashamayim. It's totally owned by hektish. Right, it's lebeda kabayis, right? Lebeda kabayis. Right? It's not, it doesn't become not a carbon. Right. Yeah.
It doesn't become a carbon.
It doesn't become a carbon, yeah. So it's hektish lebeda kabayis, which means its value is totally owned by the Beis HaMikdash. Umoalim ba, anybody who would benefit from this pig would violate Me'ilah, stealing from Hegdish. Af kol shetchilas haHegdish, anything that's Hegdish Rishon, v'kula l'shamayim, the whole thing belongs to Hashem. Moalim ba. There's Me'ilah. You violate Me'ilah. Amalei Rebbe Elazar Latana Bishlama Kula LaShamayim. I get it. Why you tell me it all belongs to Hashem? Lemute Kachim Kalam. Comes to exclude Kachim Kalam. It's not totally to Hashem. Even the owner gets some of the meat, and the Kohen gets some of the meat. Came into Islu Lebayil Megavayil. The owner gets a piece of it. Lesbu Meila. There's no Meila because the owner gets a piece of it. Ella, and there's no Meila by Kachim Kalam. Ella tchilas hektish lemute mach. When it says that the pig is called tchilas hektish, what's that coming to exclude? Tchilas hektish hu deispe meila sof hektish lespe meila. You mean to tell me that only hektish rishon has meila, but hektish sheni does not have meila? That's not true. Hektish sheni has meila also. Says the Gemara, dilma leinin chomesh ka'amrit. Maybe what your intention is, it maybe is your intention in saying this, that you mean Uka Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that only Hektish Rishon has Chomesh, and Hektish Shein is not a Chomesh, as we just said in the name of Shua ben Levi, Omale, so that Tana, who said this halach in front of Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar asked him this kasha, Omale, you're right, in Hachika Amina, that is exactly what my intention was, that this pig, since its original hektish, it has a chomesh. And if something that's hektish sheni, something that's hektish sheni does not have a chomesh. Rabosai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a Zisin Pesach. And on Zoom, Wednesday night, we will do two daf, an hour-long Zoom right after Yontif. Two daf bez Hashem. We'll try to nail each one in 30 minutes. Everyone should have a chag kosher v'sameach, hazis and Pesach. Enjoy your family. It should be peace in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody should be healthy.
I don't have the full details.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Right, the same thing now.